Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up. Yeah. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah, love that. Okay. Amber in Kansas, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Oh, hi. I was just calling just to say hi. I have my nieces here, and we're just such huge fans of the show.
Oh, thanks. Where in Kansas do you live?
In Hutch.
I know Hutch. It's near Wichita.
Wichita.
Yeah, you know Morgan number 2 is from Wichita?
Yes.
Is she famous around there now?
Oh, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, I was doing a book signing in Wichita, and people would come to me like, hey, I know Morgan number 2.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that, Morgan number 2?
I think you're lying.
I promise you. People are coming up going, hey, I went to high school with Morgan number 2. Or I used to know Morgan number 2.
What did they say about
that's
her?
That's weird.
They were just like, we used to know her. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So anyway. Anything you'd like for us to do on today's show, Amber?
Oh, I don't know. My niece loves Morning Corny.
So. Oh, we got that coming up for sure. For sure. Amy,
you
want to do a Morning Corny now? A little early Morning Corny? You have one of those ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Morning Corny.
When Chuck Norris was a baby, he didn't have teddy bears. Do you know why?
Mm-mm.
He had real bears.
Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
I wonder if kids even know who Chuck Norris is.
Probably not.
Hey, Morgan number 2, do you know much about Chuck Norris?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Okay. Just making sure. He's 24.
But I mean, do you get why he played with real bears?
Because he's Chuck Norris.
Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. Amber, thank you for calling and thank you for listening. We really appreciate you.
All right. Well, can my niece say hi here? My niece has to say hi real quick.
Okay. Hello.
Hi.
How are you? What's your name?
Riley.
How old are you?
5 and a half.
Wow. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay. Don't. Stay away. Run as long as you can, okay?
I appreciate you, Bobby.
I appreciate you. That's good. I like that. I appreciate you. Thank you, Amber. Bobby Bone, come on. This guy spent $90,000 on a brand new BMW X5, and he used that car to bury his dad as his dad's casket.
What? Wow.
Baller.
Yeah, the guy lost his dad due to old age, and decided to send him off to his final journey in a luxury car. So, he spent $90,000 on a car and put him in the ground with it. An extra large 6-foot deep grave near his hometown.
Wow.
That is so baller.
A photo of the car being lowered into the grave by pallbearers went viral online and caused quite the controversy. Here's the question. Do you find it offensive that the man had his father buried in an expensive car?
Offensive?
So, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't either. People are upset about it.
Really?
It's called going out in style.
I don't even... Listen, I think we can all go out how whatever our means are. But let's say you pay $500 for a casket. Someone can go, wow, you spent $500 on a casket? Money's relative. If this dude has tens of hundreds of millions of dollars, to him, this is like us spending $500 on a casket or $1,000 on a casket.
Yeah.
When my mom died and I had to buy an urn because we cremated her, I was amazed at how expensive it was. And they get you because you're emotional.
Yeah.
And they're like, you need to get this. It's $1,300 for an urn. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's crazy.
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. So all I'm saying is they probably had a lot of money. That's why people are so mad. But yes, if you could, or if you could choose one car to be buried in.
Ooh. Oh. That's kind of cool. That's a good question.
What car would you want to be buried in? Lunchbox?
Lambo.
A Lamborghini.
Yep.
But you never had one in your real life.
That's okay. I would have one. I would have one forever then. The doors popped up. Either they can pop up or pop down.
Be
whatever.
Tough to bury that with the doors up.
Yeah.
That's a big hole in the ground too.
Yeah, Amy.
Especially for mine because I do a 1986 Ford Bronco.
Ooh.
Full size.
Ooh. I'd probably roll my Jeep Wrangler right now.
There you go. Top down. Bunch of dirt in
I
you.
I keep the dirt out. Yeah. I mean, I drive a Jeep, but still, I'm not that rugged. Eddie?
Oh, I would go with an old Volkswagen van bus.
Why?
It's just because they have like camper. They have camper stuff in there, a stove, a little
we
bed.
We all think we're going to be living our life.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. No, that's not it.
Yeah, a little RV. Be nice.
Just go all at it.
Yes.
Just get a bus.
A bus. With a fridge stocked with beer.
Buried in a tour bus.
Good.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's that sort of $90,000 on a car. I'd kind of want to go check out that grave if I was nearby, though, right?
Absolutely. Got to pay tribute.
Ooh, watch out with those grave diggers.
Oh, that's a big BMW. One right there. Yep.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
This guy goes in for surgery because he ruptured his appendix, and he gets the anesthesia. He's out, right? And so he wakes up in the middle of the surgery as they're in. I mean, they're knuckles deep in this dude. And he goes, huh? And he wakes up and he starts to feel like he's choking on a bottle cap.
No.
But what it was that tube in your throat.
Yes.
And while you're unconscious, your body's not trying to swallow.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's like, and so he's awake.
What do they do?
They're working on his appendix. He said he felt paralyzed. He was unable to communicate. So the staff had no idea he was awake.
Oh, so scary.
He tried blinking, like, hello, like blink, like, look at me.
Oh. Yeah.
They obviously weren't looking for a blink. He started wiggling his fingers and toes. In a last ditch attempt to get the medic's attention, he made the conscious decision to urinate on the operating table.
I guess that's the only thing he had control of.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And then they had to put him back under it because they go, oh, he's peeing.
Yeah.
Let's go. Okay, well, there's pee-pee there. Let's go up. And he's blinking and his fingers are moving. So he says he felt locked in his own body. He was told after he woke up, oh, you just had a bad dream. But he's like, no, I remember that crap, man.
Wow, that's not cool.
He returned to work a week after the operations, but he said he's having PTSD because he keeps thinking about that when he woke up and couldn't breathe.
Oh.
And he couldn't move and no one could hear him.
Yikes.
Isn't that insane?
Wow. Did they just not give him a high enough dosage or his body just, man, that's...
The part that really resonates with me was that thing.
Yeah, that would be scary.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I then love nobody... that he peed on them.
Yeah, I'll show
that's
you.
That's how he screamed, hey!
And the guy starts thinking of all these things. He's working his way down his body. Okay, let's start at the top of the head.
Yeah.
Forehead. Nope. Blinks. Nope. All right. I'll do the bewitched thing with the nose. Tingle, tingle, tingle. Nope, nothing. Fingers. Nope. Well, gotta let it rip, boys.
I guess I'll pee.
Yeah, that's a crazy story. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I saw the story this morning about a guy who hacked into all the police radios in a town, and he hacked the channel and just played NWA songs the whole time.
Oh.
So they couldn't talk to each other. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's funny, but it's not safe, but it's funny. I don't know. It's hilarious.
They can't find him because he was just broadcasting from a small tower, and it's almost, you can't pinpoint those things. But again, it was putting people in danger. Like, that's not cool, but I was thinking, I broke into a radio station once.
I didn't do anything like that. But what I did in Little Rock was my co-host at the time, and I was 19 years old. His name was Gilligan. And this other radio station had came and stickered our station van. And I was ticked about it. And I'm super competitive. And so I went over and I had Gilligan put on a cowboy hat and say he worked at the new country station they had just turned on. And they did turn on a new station. And they let him in at 10 o'clock at night. They just let him in the building because he's wearing a cowboy hat. So he goes and hides and stands in the bathroom toilet. And everybody leaves the building. And then he goes into their studio and I taught him how to run all of their equipment by showing a picture from their website because they had a picture of their studio up. And he turned the music halfway down, turned my phone up, walked out, locked the door. We got in the car and drove around the city and broadcast for, I don't know, a long time. And I think we would have been arrested too. One, we took over government airwaves, which you can't do because we don't really own the airwaves. No one owns the airwaves except the government. That's why the FCC can monitor and regulate us. But we were breaking and entering. We did all that. And they ended up not pressing charges because they first came and destroyed the property by putting stickers all over our van. But yeah, boys, that could have been in the big house.
Yeah. Oh, you could have got cuffed and stuffed.
I've never been cuffed. I know we were talking about that, being cuffed with that teacher on the school board. And Lunchbox has been handcuffed before when he went to jail. He did a bit on the show and went to jail. I'd never been handcuffed. But it looks like they shove those handcuffs on you so hard. Which is like, did they hurt you, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, they hurt. They put them on tight because they don't want you to be able to squeeze out of them or be able to move your arms. They want you locked in position. And whenever you're being, I've been held like where you're just on the curb and they put the handcuffs on you. Just make sure everything.
Oh, you've been there too?
Yeah, like at a party when you're underage, things like that. They want to check the car. They want to make sure everything's safe.
You get handcuffed underage?
Yeah.
And then what happened to you? Where do they put you?
Oh, they just put you on the curb, like right there where the gutter is, and then they made us pour the beer down the gutter, and then they let us go.
Do they lay you on your stomach, or they sit you down?
Sit you down.
And are you scared to death?
Oh, you're terrified.
Oh, man.
It's not a... Listen, when those little things go around your wrists, everything changes. You're like, uh-oh, this is real.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Minnesota. A nanny has been fired after she was busted on the nanny cam drinking the breast milk.
Oh.
What?
Oh, whoa.
Why?
Wait, first of all, gross. It's not even yours and you're an adult. But secondly,
why?
Why?
Yeah.
Are you thirsty?
Or
the mother?
And why fire her? Also, like, is that what a fireable offense? There's a, go ahead.
Because the mom would, you know, pump and dump.
No, I understand.
Leave it in the fridge.
Yeah.
And there would be none left at the end of the day. There were supposed to be extra bottles.
That's fireable. That's eating the baby's food.
Yeah, okay, but what if the baby's full?
No, but it's a lot to pump that out and get it into the bottles and in the fridge to feed the baby later, and she's eating it.
But why is she drinking it? What, is she hungry?
She doesn't say why she...
It's her just thing. It's her thing.
I don't know about this one. Like, that's a... maybe she's just hungry.
Well, that would be sad.
But then you can eat the other food in the fridge.
Yeah, there's other food in the fridge.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a weird one. That's the weirdest one of all time, I think.
And breast milk, I don't know. Does it taste good? Is it sweet?
I don't know.
I've never had it.
Well, we've all
If one of us naturally goes, oh, let me tell you, it's amazing. Like, I subscribe.
That's a good choice. She's throwing it out
then
there.
Then we would know who
it's
dabbles.
It's like La Tote, where it comes every month. You get different breast milk from someone.
Yeah, you know? Different countries taste different.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bone.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a mom and her 3-year-old were doing some grocery shopping at Publix, and the 3-year-old left her little stuffed bunny behind, which is just the worst when you lose your stuffed animal at 3 years old. I mean, life is over as you know it. So the mom was desperate to find the stuffed bunny, so she went to Facebook. Well, then some employees at the store saw, like, hey, whoa, we're looking for a stuffed bunny. So they went back and looked at security footage and saw that the bunny had been dumped into a garbage truck, taken away to the landfill. Yeah, nowhere to be found. Well, that guy and like 3 other employees from Publix, they went to the landfill and dug through the trash till they found the bunny.
Wow.
Then not only that, the guy that found the bunny took it home, washed it 3 times so that it would be super clean when the bunny got returned to sweet 3-year-old Madison.
Wow, that's like good person alert. Yeah. Good person alert. Good person alert. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
And they didn't have to go to the landfill.
And they didn't have to watch the bunny three times.
Yeah. They didn't have to look at the security footage, you know? Dang. It was like Operation Find Bunny.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, there you go. That's a good one. Operation, yeah. All right, thank you. Is that it?
Yep.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what kind of a student were you?
B.
Like a 3-point average? What'd you graduate with?
Like a 2.9.
So C's and
still B?
No.
Oh, man.
No. So you're B's and C's?
Yeah. But mostly B's.
Yeah, of course. Lunchbox?
A's, B's, C's, D's, and F's.
Oh, you got all of them.
You got an F?
Yeah, but what was your grade point average, basically?
I graduated high school with like a 2.4.
So that's a lower C student.
Yeah.
Eddie, our producer, does video. Yeah. What about you? What kind of student were you?
Yeah, no, I'm not proud of it. I was definitely a CD, 2.0.
A CD?
Yeah, for sure. I got a lot of Ds.
How did you?
I think it was the teacher just saying, like, you know what? Fine, I'll pass it.
Yeah, the teacher didn't like me. That was the problem.
Oh, stop it.
Bobby, what were you, 4.0?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, 4.2?
3.0.
No.
Oh, 5.0?
We didn't have advanced.
Oh.
My school didn't have advanced. And also, I made a B in typing.
Okay,
my
that's
only
right.
B. Mm. So I graduated with a 3.9. But Dang. Again, it wasn't about being smart. I just worked. Workers work, man.
Yeah.
It just worked. You probably all say the thing, well, if I'd have worked harder, I'd have got A's.
For
huh?
sure,
well,
yeah.
Well, listen, when in high school I didn't, and then when I didn't get into the college I wanted to, and I had to do my freshman year at a junior college, I got out of there with a 3.9.
Okay, but the point is that everyone could go, well, if I just worked harder, I'd make more money. And
yeah.
when they do, they do.
Mm-hmm. And I did.
Yeah, it's like Spanish my freshman year. I failed the third 6 weeks, so I applied myself the next semester, and I made B's in Spanish. Like, man, I'm going to go on to the next grade level of Spanish. Back down to F's.
Oh, you failed again. Mike yeah. D, what? Quiet Mike here. What kind of student were you?
Like A, solid A's.
Wow.
Of course,
Amy,
solid
right?
A's.
Solid A, yeah, like A plus. I mean, I got my first C in fifth grade. Mrs.
How's
Beard.
That possible?
Mrs. Beard's science class. I got a C.
Don't you just eat glue in fifth grade? And
yeah.
Like,
hey, I managed to get a C in science first time, and it went downhill from there.
How many F's did you get over your career?
Oh, a lot.
Really?
A lot. One time I got a 50.
What?
Yeah. In free calculus, Dr. Evans, I just gave up.
Yeah.
Like on the final, he handed out the final. I just wrote my name on it and turned it in. Didn't even answer a question. I said, I'm out of here.
Why?
Because I wasn't going to pass the class. Even if I got 100 on the final, I wasn't passing that class. So why waste my time? I can't even believe, I don't even know why I showed up to the final,
so
really.
How did you graduate high school without completing free calculus?
Well, you didn't need it. I was trying to be smart and be one of those overachievers and take an extra year of math. That's stupid. Wasted my time. Dr. Evans. And you know what he told me? I'm going to tell you about Dr. Evans.
Oh, boy.
He told me, man, when I turned in my final with just my name on it, he goes, I really wish I could be a fly on the first college classroom you walk into. It's like, well, thanks for the vote of confidence, jerk.
So how'd college go?
Oh, I did better in college than I did in high school. Because high school, they give you a bunch of dumb papers. Like, here, do this worksheet, do this worksheet. College, they just give you tests. I was good at tests.
And you graduated with what grade point average?
Well, I didn't graduate, but I was probably at like I was probably right at a 3.
Yeah, but you didn't graduate.
No, I didn't graduate. But I proved Dr. Evans wrong. I survived college.
I don't think you needed to go to college. Didn't your parents tell you that?
They sat me down. Listen, just so you know, not everybody goes to college. College isn't it for everybody. Some people just work after high school.
But that's a real thing. I believe that, too. After mm-hmm. going through it, I got a couple degrees. I don't need them. I'm glad I went because of the people I met, but I don't think college is for everybody, and it's so expensive.
You waste mm-hmm. a lot of money.
I believe that, too. And I wouldn't have said that back in when going to college. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, I have to go to college. Everybody has to go to college. Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here's the game. I'll give you the lyrics to a country song. Inside the lyrics, it references another artist.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
You have to fill in the blank. So, for example, Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem. Yeah, I'm chilling on dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm...
Oh, I know it.
George Jones.
That would have been the answer for number one.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones.
Got it?
Yep. Yeah, this is going to be
easy.
A fun one.
Amy, you're up first. The song is Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night. The song goes like this. Put in my country rock hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway, a little blank, might just make it rain. put in my country rock mixtape. Little Conway, little just might make it rain.
Twitty?
No, that's a different artist. I'm sorry.
Put in my country rock hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain.
Oh, T-Pain.
There you go.
Wow, what a jam.
No point for you. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Darius Rucker, all right.
All right. All right.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I've got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of blank.
Hank.
Wow.
Hank.
He says Hank because you're rhyming. I got a stereo and the best of.
Because you're rhyming what?
Huh, no.
Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stereo doesn't rhyme with Patsy Cline either.
Bottle of wine does, though.
Wine Cline.
Oh, I went with stereo.
They didn't rhyme with Hank either. Eddie.
Sorry, guys. Y'all are going to lose this one.
Oh, you want to bet?
Yep.
Just because you may have 1 point after this round. That's okay.
Okay, ready, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tim McGraw, Truck Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Got blank pumping on my iPod, pumping on my subs in the back of my crew cab.
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Lil Wayne.
He says Lil Wayne.
Got Lil Wayne pumping on my iPod, pumping on my subs in the back of my crew cab.
Why'd you roll your eyes, Amy?
I would not have gotten that.
So that was a tough roll.
That was a roll eyes at me, not anybody else.
All right, all right. Eddie's up 1 point. Yeah, you each get one more shot.
That's fine.
Yes, it is. That's how the game works.
That's fine. Yes, you're going to have to be fine with it.
It is very fine, yes. Amy, the song is My Girl from Dylan Scott. Softball.
Oh, come on. You got this, Amy.
Can you name this one without even playing the song? What artist does he reference?
Ooh, is this Blind? Like, could be worth two?
Hey, baby, but again.
Okay, no, we're not. She looks so pretty with no makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to a
Eminem song.
There we go.
Oh, Eddie, it's all tied up.
Hey, that's fine.
That's fine.
Lunchbox.
That's me.
Good luck.
Maren Morris, My Church.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that song before.
When Hank brings the sermon and blank leads the choir, it gets my cold heart burning hotter than a ring of fire.
Oh, that's hard.
When Hank
brings the sermon.
There's that Hank guy again.
And blank leads the choir.
Oh, man. Steven Tyler.
What?
But listen to the song. Listen to the song that she's referencing to.
Steven Tyler.
Well, it said fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, ring
hotter
of fire.
Than a ring of fire.
Yeah, but that Johnny Cash doesn't rhyme with that.
Oh, my God.
When Hank brings the sermon.
Cash doesn't rhyme either, Lunchbox. He doesn't have to rhyme unless it's on the end.
My goodness. Oh. That's fine.
That's fine. That's open to it.
But Steven Tyler rhymed, so.
It did. Tyler and fire.
But that, okay, whatever. Okay. Eddie, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For the win.
Yes, come on.
That's close.
Florida Georgia Line, oh, This Is How We Roll.
Oh, boy.
The mixtapes got a little Hank, little
Ooh, I got
blank.
It. Got
you
it.
Already know it?
Yeah, I got it.
Mick, go ahead.
God's plan. Drake.
Mixtapes got a little Hank, little Drake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's up on the field, right?
That's a nice winner.
Hey.
Woo! Come on. Eddie's a big winner this morning. Thank you.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones
Show.
They asked women which profession they liked, which is the hottest profession.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you the two options. You tell me which one you think is hotter.
Okay.
A professional athlete or a professional musician?
Oh, that's so hard. Okay, musician, so he can sing to me.
Okay. Hey, Morgan, number two, let's bring you into this. She's 24. Maybe there was a difference in generations here.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Morgan, number two, is your mic work?
I think so.
No.
There you go. That's why I was waiting.
All right, yeah.
Kind of waiting for a mic to break in. A professional athlete or professional musician, Morgan, number two?
I gotta go with athlete. They keep themselves in shape, and that's pretty attractive to me.
Okay. A chef or a carpenter, Amy?
Chef. Yeah, chef.
A comedian or an actor?
Ooh.
Actor.
Ooh. Morgan, number two?
Yeah, I gotta go with comedian.
They're both broke, so you know it's still...
I was picturing Ryan Gosling.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay, yeah, okay. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
A bodybuilder or a gymnast? So you're talking about big or tiny. Which one's hotter? Which one would you rather be with? A bodybuilder or a gymnast?
Funny.
A gymnast.
Morgan, number two?
I'm going with bodybuilder.
Okay. A doctor or a dentist? Which profession is hotter? Would you rather be with?
A doctor. Yeah, doctor.
But what about doctors getting called in all the time? Like, dentists are pretty...
Ah, there's dental emergencies. You have them.
Oh, that's all I have. Every week. Is it Tuesday? I got a tooth problem. Yeah.
Bobby has his dentist on retainer.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Okay. Retainer.
Okay. And I just thought of it so fast. That was just like off the dome.
Nice one, Amy.
I know.
One more.
I'm like, Bobby.
Wow.
A fireman or a police officer?
Oh, fireman. Yeah.
Wow.
Fireman.
Wow.
Nice. Fireman.
Yeah. Look at you two.
That's my name. Making my rounds all over town.
Would you date a DJ, like a radio DJ? Or okay, a radio personality or a DJ? Because like it's like Deadmau5.
Like Calvin Harris?
It's like me or Deadmau5. Well, who would you rather date? A radio personality or a DJ?
A you.
Yeah, a radio personality.
Yeah, a radio personality.
Morgan, number two?
I don't know. That DJ lifestyle is pretty cool.
But it's so late night.
I got late night in the clubs, and a radio personality knows how to talk. Like, I don't know that they do. What?
I don't know that we know how to talk. So wait, are you picking the DJ?
Yeah, I think so.
She's at the club.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This one's kind of funny and makes you feel good. So this girl named Leslie, she thought she was the maid of honor for her best friend's vow renewal ceremony. But her partner of 17 years pulled off the ultimate surprise. It really wasn't a vow renewal ceremony. It was her secret wedding.
What?
Yeah, so he planned the secret wedding she'd been waiting for under the guise of it's a vow renewal ceremony. So everybody's dressed up and she just thinks she's there for another wedding-ish thing. And then all of a sudden, ta-da!
So she went from being the maid of honor to the bride.
That's true.
Wow.
And also, let me say this. They were together 17 years. Listen, I'm happy about this and good for them.
Yeah.
And what a cool story. But 17 years.
Maybe it took him a while to come up with the idea.
Is that pooper get off the pot
I mean, that's way. That's some constipation, man.
Yeah. Take some Metamucil for that. Man. Come on, let's go.
Well, I do like that story, right, Amy? You like that?
No, I love it.
Yeah, me too. The 50 guests... They were sworn to secrecy. The guests knew and they didn't tell.
Wow.
Wow.
And then the 13-year-old son of the guy, he wasn't told. He was actually serving as the page boy for the renewal. But then it's like, hey, also, you're the best man for your dad.
Very cool.
So, yeah, that's a good one. That's called Tell Me Something Good. That's what we do. The positivity right here. Ta-da.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Before we get to the morning corny, breaking news from Josh in Bakersfield, California. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bobby.
Something big's happening in your life right now. Please share with us.
Yeah, my girlfriend's in labor right now.
And you are?
Father for the first time.
On the way to the hospital?
Yes, I am on my way to the hospital right now.
Why do I not hear, like, a little more frantic in your voice? Like, what's the deal? Come on, Josh, talk to me.
Yeah, trying to keep it cool, driving the speed limit, slow.
Is she in the car with you right now?
No, she was staying at her parents' house because they only live a couple of minutes away from the hospital, whereas I live about 45 minutes away.
Hmm. How do you feel? Like, what's going through your head right now? You're about to be a dad for the first time in your life.
Yeah, kind of nervous. I'm kind of scared to see her in so much pain. It's going to be weird.
Are you going to watch the baby come out?
I haven't really decided that yet.
Better get to deciding, bro.
Yeah. The time is now.
Yeah.
Or she may not even want him to. What does she want?
I think she wants to. We talked about, possibly catching the baby. but I'm not sure, you know, how it's all going to go down now that it's actually time.
Do you know if it's a boy or girl?
Yeah, it's a boy. His name's Liam.
Not a boy. You named him after the guy in Oasis, right?
No, dang.
No one
particularly. I like to make the joke that I named him after helium.
A terrible joke. Stop that joke. Don't do that joke.
Hey, that's good. No.
Terrible joke. Listen, I'm a professional joke teller. Terrible joke. Hey, that's awesome, though. Congratulations, Josh. I hope everything goes healthy. And I appreciate you calling us. It's a big day in your life, and you thought about us.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, can I give a shout-out to her mom real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Ginger Jones, I know she's probably the only one that's ever going to actually hear this. So I just wanted to say hi, and I'll see you soon, and I'm excited.
Why would she be the only one that would ever hear this? I believe more of your family should listen, my friend.
Oh, I agree. My mom listens, but she's retired now, so she's not usually in the car in the morning time.
Wake her up.
and then my girlfriend, she obviously isn't working right now, so she's not ever in the car in the morning either.
All seriousness, congratulations. Yeah. I hope it goes awesome, and thank you for calling, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Wow, look at that.
The Morning Corny.
Why do all hot dogs look alike? Because they're inbred.
Inbred, yeah. Atta girl. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Atta girl.
Wow.
Is that okay?
Yeah, who cares? Hey.
It's a good one.
Might have been your best ever.
Rebels without a cause. Over here working blue, folks. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. So, I don't remember someone coming to me about a charity event. And I guess you and I couldn't do it. Maybe a scheduling conflict. Is that what it was?
Yeah, scheduling conflict.
It never got to us because I guess they knew we were gone.
Right. Amy and Bobby were both gone. And so I replied, said, hey, I'll do it. No problem.
Which exciting. Is nice of them.
Yeah, very nice little deal. And they replied back, oh, we're going to go in a different direction.
Dang.
So you were volunteering your services.
Man. To host a dinner for this nationwide company.
Why would they not want you in your mind?
I don't know. I have no idea why they would reject me when they emailed the radio station saying, do you have anybody that can host our dinner that raises money for charity? And so when you guys, they obviously wanted someone from the show, so I replied, I'm in, because you guys had a scheduling conflict. And they replied back, actually, I think we're going to go in another direction since Bobby and Amy can't do it.
Oh,
like,
that's
ouch.
A bummer.
I'm not going to name names on what company it was. Let's just say.
What do you mean? No, let's just say.
No, I'm not going to name names. Let's just say I hope they never sell another house.
Don't say
that.
What do they want you to do?
It was just a dinner.
Why do you think people say no to you?
I have no idea. Maybe because I'm loud and exciting and they want a more mundane host like this that's going to keep the room quiet. I don't know.
Is that what you think I do? I go and keep rooms quiet?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
You're not yelling and excited.
Well, I don't yell. No.
And stumble over your words.
Lunchbox is good in front of a crowd with a microphone. He can get people pretty hyped up.
And maybe they don't want hyped up at a charity dinner.
You just think you're too good at what you do.
I might be too good of a host, and so they wanted my...
That's probably it.
Yeah. We'll just settle on that. We good? Everybody good on that?
Yeah, that's it.
Bobby Bones.
I was talking to a guy yesterday at work, and we're talking, and he keeps spitting as he's talking, and he's spitting all over my face, right? And not on purpose.
Oh, coming at it while he's talking.
He's just talking. And I can feel his little spit balls just bob me in the face. And so I'm going, oh, I can't take much more, right? And right as I'm about to try to make a break for it, it spit goes in my mouth.
Oh, no.
He's like, hey, it goes on my tongue. And I'm going, oh, my goodness. And so I think the term germaphobe is thrown around a little too lightly. A real germaphobe doesn't leave their house because they're scared to touch things.
Oh.
I'm not that level. I don't touch door handles. I put sleeves on. I wash my hands. I'm not a real-life germaphobe, but I'm as close as you can be to it.
Okay.
So, this dude spit in my mouth. And so I decided to take a step back and try to slowly break away. I took a step back. He took a step forward. Kept talking to me.
Yeah.
Why is he spitting all over me?
In your space like that.
For sure.
How close?
I got some kind of heparia gonad
Yeah, one
Titus.
Of those.
Herpes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or that one.
I got all those diseases. Ebola.
You pretty much made out with this guy.
Yeah, well,
it was like a trickle of rain.
Is it somebody like you have to encounter again?
I'm not going to.
You can give us a heads up.
No, because I want you to experience it too.
No, it sounds
but
terrible.
But he just started talking. It was just it kept going to my mouth.
I like the step back.
Yeah. And then he stepped forward. He's like, "What? Where are you going, buddy?"
Just email me. Email me.
Yeah. I think producer Eddie's messing up. Because I think that pumping your gas while your car is still on is a bad move.
Yeah, I've been doing that since I started driving. My dad did it all the time, so I've been doing it my whole life.
What's I didn't think that was like allowed.
One, I don't know that it is allowed.
What's the problem with it?
It says on the gas pump, turn off your vehicle. It'll blow up.
Okay, I don't think it will blow up. But why would you even risk
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like you smoke a cigarette while you're doing it too?
No, guys, that's a fire. That's a flame. Like I never thought twice about it.
You leave your car on.
Mm-hmm. I pull up the gas. I leave my car on, and I just go out and I start pumping. Sometimes I even go back in the car and sit there.
And why not turn the car off? Because you're gonna go back and forth anyway.
I think most of the time I'm listening to something on the radio or whatever, and I just kind of leave it on.
You can't just pull it back one pop and keep the radio on.
Or if it's cold, the kids are in the car, I'll leave it on.
Safe.
Heater. Guys, I've been doing this my whole life. I never thought this was a big deal.
Who was the one that outed Eddie about this?
I did. We went to go get some lunch, and he stops to get gas, and he jumps out, and he starts pumping gas. I said, "Hey, dude, the car's on." He goes, "What's the big deal?" I was like, "It says right there on the pump, car can explode." And he goes, "They just lied to you."
Guys, prove to me that there's an issue with this.
But why should we have to prove to you? Like, what's the why the risk? If there's heat, and there's combustion, and there's gasoline... There's probably a reason they're saying you shouldn't.
I don't know, man. I mean, should I start doing this now?
I've been doing it for... Especially, are you driving your old car? Oh, you got rid of your old car, huh?
No, I drive my Jeep now.
Still?
Yeah.
With the kids in the car?
Yeah.
Put that poll up on Twitter.
Yeah, I wonder what people think. There's got to be more people like me out there.
Does anyone else in the room leave their car running when they pump gas?
No chance.
No. Yeah, it's only you, dude.
Just me?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, well, there's that. You see Eddie's son bought all the Peppa Pig shows without asking him about it?
Oh. Four years old.
So my 10-year-old, he did that when he was younger with like iTunes, when we had like Minion Rush or some game. And I didn't even think that this would ever happen to me again, but my 4-year-old right behind him, he gets on Amazon and clicks away, and apparently there's some clause in the security code where if it's something under rated G, there's no passcode required. So the dude ordered 4 seasons of Peppa Pig at $9.99 each.
Did they come to the house?
No. No. It's he watches it.
Oh, it's a...
It just shows up automatically. And I wonder, like, what's... He's watching Peppa Pig all day. And he's just like, I got new episodes. They're great. And I look at him like, well, yeah, that's $40 down the drain. New Peppa Pig.
So what do you do?
No, I just keep it. I mean, he's going to watch them.
But how do you handle it with him?
No, I told him no more clicking. He's like, it's real easy. And he even showed me. He's like, look, you go to the thing and you push the button and boom.
You don't have the parental lock. It does.
Low G, though.
If he tries to watch a movie PG, PG-13, it won't let him. It has to go.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But I mean, even for purchases, we have a parental code. But
he leaves his car running when he pumps gas. What do you expect from him?
I mean, but I've been there. Yeah. Somehow.
I live recklessly.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. All right. Dance party coming up in a few minutes.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Peyton and Brian are 6-year-old twin brothers. They were down in Orlando on vacation. They're at the hotel swimming pool when this mom and her little toddler come to the pool. Well, the mom goes to put the towels on the chair, and the toddler jumps in the deep end, not knowing how to swim. He's struggling to stay afloat. The 6-year-old twins jump into the pool and save the toddler.
Wow.
6-year-old lifeguards.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. What's the deal with the toddler? Listen, I don't have a toddler. Eddie says they shoot off like crazy.
They just run.
Like, run.
And they're mind of their own, so they can do whatever they want.
If you're at a pool, like, do you hear this and go, ooh, mom, you got to, like, know.
Yeah.
Or do you go, that's just the nature of the toddler?
I mean, you have to keep your eyes on your toddler at all times, and especially by a pool. Yeah, she shouldn't have turned around on
them. What about leashes on kids? Yeah. Now, I'm curious. Like, nah. I know you go, But when I hear stories like this, I go, "What? Okay, so what? So what's wrong with a leash?"
No, eyes are as good as leashes. Like, just keep your eyes on them and they won't go anywhere. Like, a leash is too much. They're not a dog.
I don't know.
Too much.
Sometimes I want to leash you guys.
Sometimes at the airport, I get it. Like, I don't have to leash my kids, but I see other kids on leashes and I'm like, you know,
Maybe they know that they have one that will go rogue every now and then, and they just, it's better safe than sorry.
I was a big hater on leashes for a while, yeah. And I Instagrammed a kid on a leash with a mom.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't put the kid's face on Instagram, but I was like, look at this. His mom's got her kid on a leash. Mom follows me on Instagram, had a little word with me.
Oh, what did she say?
Don't be doing that. Don't be putting my leashed kid on Instagram. Kind of awkward conversation there. I was like, what, huh?
Didn't do that again.
No, I did not do that again. But I'm not for leashes, but I could see in situations like this where there are dangerous things around that maybe you leash them around pools and fires. And
I don't know about
that. Okay.
I'll think about it.
Okay, there it is.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Rachel in Florida. Hey, Rachel.
Hey.
What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. I'm such a big fan. I'm excited to be talking to you.
Hey, man, it's Rachel.
Hey, Rachel.
What up, Rachel? Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. I was just telling them how I like what do you do?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, I was like,
no,
I
was
love.
Just telling us that.
Yeah, I was like, I love. She's one of the best in the business. So, yeah. I'm also a fan of you.
Okay. Yay. Okay. I need you to help me, though.
All right. What can I help you with?
Okay, so last night when I left my car, the gas light was on, but there was 25 miles until empty. This morning, he took my car to the gym. When I got in with my kids, there were 7 miles.
Who is he, by the way? Your husband?
Oh, my husband.
Okay, yeah.
So I had to stop and get gas, and we were late for school. So when I called him, he said, well, it's your fault for leaving the gas light on. I didn't do anything wrong. But isn't there a big difference between 25 miles and 7 miles?
Yeah, there is, but you're married. And so all bets are off the table. If it was somebody borrowing your car and they brought it back and didn't put gas in it, there's really not, you can't charge them, but you go, I'm not letting you borrow the car again, in your head. If it's your husband, you just hold it in your back pocket and you get him back. Like, that's, isn't a marriage all about just, you
getting
know,
each other
retaliation?
Because it's, again, the,
revenge.
It's the same money, it's the same car, you're all coming out of the same pile. So you just hold it out, you get him back, and you go, that's for when you didn't fill the car up last time.
Yeah, because he should have filled the car
he
up.
He should have.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you're right on that, Rachel, but you know him better than we do, and you knew he probably wasn't going to fill that car up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, learning lesson. Next time, you don't bend over and you know, give him that. You say, hey, remember when you filled my car up? That's right. I didn't, you know, whatever it is that you guys do for each other.
All right.
But there's nothing, you can't charge him. You can leave a note, you know?
She sounds so disappointed. She got to talk to you, and then it didn't go her way in the courtroom.
No, it
and
went
so
her
she's
way.
So, she's a little disappointed.
I feel bad for her. That shouldn't happen. But you know your husband better than anyone, and you knew he was going to do that. That's just what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good guy. Don't get me wrong. I find him to be a pretty good guy, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Keep him. That's Rachel. That's Judge Common Sense. Case dismissed.
That makes sense.
Appreciate you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Don't run out of gas.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We've all done that, though, right?
Fill the car up if you take it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're married to them, then again.
All bets are off.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
So Eddie's worried because his kids are starting to like hip-hop.
Oh, well, what's wrong with that?
God's plan.
Well,
God's plan.
With hip-hop comes a little different kind of lingo and conversations.
You talking about bad words?
Yeah, and the stuff that they talk about. Like, I'm twisted. Like, I'm kind of torn because I feel happy that they're expanding in their music taste.
God's plan.
Like, this is a jam. I get
God's
it.
God's plan.
But, I mean, they're going to start liking this. And then Junior, my 10-year-old, is going to start looking into other hip-hop artists, and sometimes they get kind of nasty.
But they have clean versions.
Yeah.
And also, what about country music? They talk about drinking all the time. They talk about getting high. Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but hip-hop's not so secretive, or like they don't use those innuendos. This is like straight up, like we're just rolling.
Gosh,
you know what I'm saying? And so I'm torn, because I'm like, cool, respect. My kids likes music, and... But like 10 years old, like he's like starting to look at Drake and starting to research Drake songs now. And I'm like, oh boy, just stay away from that 69 guy. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, so he has free reign on the internet or?
He has like the iHeartRadio app where he gets to choose his music and he has his playlists.
Can he pick bad word songs?
Well, we've set it to clean. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
It's not that they're saying the actual bad word. It's what they're talking about.
You have to let him get into hip-hop.
So, like,
to.
If you're
you
a kid...
You can't shut down his... You're not Russia.
No, I thought I was doing good because he knows all about the Beatles and the Beach Boys. And then he just kind of threw me for a loop with, like, Dad, have you heard that Drake song, God's Plan?
God's Plan.
And I'm like, God's yeah.
Plan. I hope that sometimes I won't.
I mean, next thing you know, he's going to be walking around like, run down the street with my whoa, whoa. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even know that song.
I mean.
Like, okay, maybe I sound a little like old school.
You sound like an old grandpa.
I'm a concerned parent.
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
Had similar thoughts with 50 Cent Candy Shop.
Tell me about that one.
So my kids were like, I took it to the candy shop. And I'm like. Oh my goodness. But I mean, they think it's the candy shop.
No,
so
I get it.
I'm okay with that. Like, they're like, Mama's to the candy shop. Gonna get what I got. I mean, if you listen to the lyrics to that, it's awful.
But we were all listening to that. Even I know. It didn't hurt us. Your kid was watching the Deadpool 2 trailer, Eddie.
Yeah.
You gonna let him watch Deadpool 2 the movie?
You're thinking about it.
But that's like bad language. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah.
And Black Panther, is that bad?
No,
too?
It's PG-13.
Okay. Not as bad.
I mean, I just worry. Like, this is him growing, and I like that he's growing into himself and what he likes. But at the same time, I got to be, like, just careful with what he's listening to. Bobby
Bones, yeah. Man, so happy you guys could spend even just a few minutes with us today. Thank you so much. Got to go. Hopefully you guys will be around. We'll be around. I'm around all day, actually. Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram. And if you have the iHeartRadio app, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Thank you, guys.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.